When the game is on the screen, you must dip it. When the food spread looks too lean, you must dip it. Now dip it into sauce. You scoop it up. Dip back again. Chips forward. Bread ahead. Try to ingest it. It's not too late to dip it. Dip it good.
Good day to stay inside and eat chips if you pulled a snow day here in the Northeast, right? Well, you can practice up for Super Bowl Sunday by checking out Dan Pashman's Super Bowl Week Daily Dip Series. Dan is the host of WNYC's Sporkful podcast and author of Eat More Better, How to Make Every Bite More Delicious. Yesterday, he deconstructed multi-layered dips and concluded a cheesy, beanie, meaty taco dip was the solid choice. For daily dip number two, Dan considers the veggie, edgy
salsas.
What do you need salsa for?
Salsa is now the number one condiment in America.
Do you know why? Because people like to say salsa.
Salsas are a great dip in large part because they're a little bit lighter, less filling, gives you stomach space for drinks and other kinds of food. But one of the problems you run into with salsa is how do you accommodate different levels of spice tolerance at your party? What's hot to one person may not be to another person. So I recommend that you make a mild salsa base. Then divide your base into two or three different bowls and add heat accordingly so you can offer people different levels of spiciness in your salsa. But also, it's not just about tomatoes. There are so many other kinds of great salsas. You can use corn, beans, onions, different kinds of vegetables. There's a whole world of salsa out there. To wit, today's daily dip is deconstructed elotes. You know, elotes, the common Mexican street food, it's corn on the cob. They season it with salt and chili powder, butter, cotija cheese, and a few other things. There's nothing wrong with frozen corn, friends, especially in the winter when you have few other options. So use frozen corn and make deconstructed elotes salsa. It is delicious.
Salsa shark. We're going to need a bigger boat.
And our chip pairing is the scoop chip. Not the Tostitos scoop, which has high vertical walls that can cut the roof of your mouth, resulting in a problem I've identified as Cap'n Crunch's complaint. Instead, I recommend the Fritos scoop chip, which is smoother and gentler in your mouth. But tomorrow I'll tell you about a dip that calls for that Tostitos scoop, but will modify the chip to protect your mouth and blow your mind.
Whoa.